The Cap of Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!
Cap Jay Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
It's time to take a look at our college and NFL picks here on Cap and Jay Hood, here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Boy, we got some great games, as always, in college and pro. Cap is a leader here with 35 and 37, followed by Shea at 34 and 38. Charlie and Shea with the same record. And who did my picks last week?
Connor McKnight.
That's why I'm 30 and 42, lagging behind. I got some work to do.
I think he went really risky trying to get you a first place climb. It went the opposite way.
Yeah, didn't go well for you.
I should have been briefed and sent the picks.
That's what happens when you follow analytics, Connor.
Is that what it was?
Not going to work out well for
the
you.
The XFIP didn't work with the NFL and college picks.
It did not.
Okay, I mean next time, and this is for Cap too. When Cap's out, just send us the picks. We'll make our own.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's 30 and 42.
Yeah, just check. Send them over. We're not going to deal with, well, this guy on a Tuesday when he eats broccoli, he's hitting 274, so play him. No.
Well, Connor, he went opposite of analytics. I think he picked some of these games because it's like his brother-in-law went to that school.
Oh, my God. All right.
Pick Michigan State to make Shea feel better.
Yeah, he did. He said he wants to be my friend, so he picked Michigan State. However, that was a win.
Okay.
I can't wait to watch Clemson at Notre Dame.
All right.
Dude. I hope Dabo rolls him.
Well, let's kick this sucker off, huh? Dabo Sweeney and the Clemson Tigers will roll into South Bend and take on the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame. Clemson, a 3.5-point favorite. I'm taking the Irish, and you can keep the points. They are winning outright.
God.
Well, here's the thing. Who's the quarterback? Is it Ungalalele? Will he start?
Who's that? Supposedly Uyangalele is the guy. I know the
Cade Klubnik.
Yeah, Cade Klubnik. His name was escaping me in the moment. They've Klubnik. Been calling for him.
Isn't he in the Odd Couple?
That's Klugman.
Sorry.
It's Klugman. Never mind. Go ahead. I like Clemson to be able to win this game. Boy, it's a game I will not bet, but I'll go Clemson in this one on the road against Notre Dame.
Yeah.
3.5.
I will lay the 3.5. Get it done, Dabo!
Charlie?
Yeah, beat their ass.
The elite players in this game are going to be on the side of Clemson. I'm taking Clemson here to cover.
All right, Shay.
Number 6, Alabama lays a lot of lumber. 13.5 points as they go into Death Valley to take on Brian Kelly and LSU.
I'm here with my family.
Thank you, Brian.
Get out of there, Kelly.
Death Valley's a tough place to play at night, man. Give me LSU.
LSU all the way. Alabama will win the game, okay? Alabama's going to win the game. But it's going to be closer than 13.5, I believe.
Alabama wins by 20 or more. Lay the lumber of 13.5 or all over Saban.
Charlie?
Take that a dollar.
This is my favorite game of every college football season. I'm taking the points here. Death Valley at home. I mean, that's a lot of points. I don't think LSU is going to win this, but I'm taking the points here.
What's the total, you know?
Not off the top of my head. I can check.
Probably a lot.
Probably a lot.
Is there value in the over?
It's two terrible defenses. Probably, yeah. If you're going to bet the total, I would probably only bet the over, unless you want to be really contrarian, which sometimes works.
All right. What's next?
Number 1, Tennessee, heading to Athens to take on the Fighting Jonathan Hoods. Number 3, Georgia, laying 8. and this spread, it's not big enough. Give me the Bulldogs.
Well, this is something Cap knows. I don't bet on my team. I always give Cap advice on my team, but I never.
He does.
But I do not bet on my team. So I'm going to take Georgia because I'm a fan. I would say, Cap, that probably take the under in this. But I would say Georgia because that's my team.
Georgia wins the football game. I had been back and forth on this after doing some reading, getting my guy back hoodie. Georgia wins by 14. Give me Georgia.
I'm going to fade the public here. My cousin, I was told it's like 97% of the money is on Tennessee or something like that.
Correct.
So I'm just going to fade the public here and take Georgia.
Let's go on to the Shield. Bills minus 11.5 in New Jersey, taking on the New York Jets. Buffalo.
Now, Buffalo by 2 touchdowns. Cap?
Buffalo covers handily. Give me Buffalo.
They're going to be circling wagons around Zach Wilson in this game. I'm taking Buffalo.
No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
That's exactly right, especially this year.
Very good.
3 minutes. Just give me the highlights that you've seen, 100 times online. Monday Night Football.
Uncanny. It's like Chris Berman's really across from me.
It is. Wait till Francesa comes by. They're friends.
All right, well, so yeah.
The Chargers head to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Chargers laying 3. Everybody thinks the Falcons are, a little bit better than expected. I think they play in a horrible division and they're overrated. Chargers minus 3.
You know what? Give me the Falcons. Give me the Falcons in a closer game, closer than the experts think.
That's a truly awful pick. Give me the Chargers.
Yeah, give me the Falcons because it's the National Football League, Cap. You just never know. As bad as the defense is, definitely going to bet in that game, the over in that one.
Yeah, this one's tough. I'm just going to take the Chargers, but I don't feel great about it. But I like Justin Herbert a lot. Give me them. I kind of think the Falcons are a little overrated.
All right.
The Colts and Sam Ehlinger head to New England to take on the Patriots. New England is a 5.5-point favorite. If Matt Ryan were playing, maybe I'd be a little more concerned. But the Colts blow. Give me the Patriots.
Of the Patriots and the 5.5 against the Colts. And the Patriots turned things around. They beat the Jets on Sunday, last Sunday, right?
They did, in New York.
Mm-hmm. So I think the Patriots continue to roll. They will win this game outright.
I actually am going to go against you. The Colts may not win the game. They will play it right down to the wire. Give me the 5.5.
Yeah, hey, remember when the Colts played, when the Patriots played a Russian quarterback and it looked like they'd never seen one before? That's kind of what Ehlinger does. I'm going to take the Colts to cover here.
Who is that Russian quarterback? Is that Gorbachev?
Mr. Justin Fields.
Poot. Did you say rushing or Russian?
Rushing.
Okay. I'm just going to say, which Russian are you talking
Brezhnev.
About?
Gorbachev could really spin it with the best of them, man.
All right.
Seahawks heading to Arizona in the desert, taking on the Cardinals. Cardinals a 2-point favorite. I think if you wanted to get on the Seahawks train, you should have done it the last few weeks. The wheels are coming off. Give me Arizona minus 2.
I like the Seahawks. Boy, what a tight spread there. But I like the Seahawks to win outright against the Cardinals in a wild game. Is that a 325 game? It has to be because it's in Arizona.
It's a 325.
That sounds like, to me, Cap, that's going to be a wild game. Love the over in that one.
It's a 305, actually. Give me the Seahawks to win the football game outright.
Yeah, I think there's some more DLC coming out from Call of Duty, so I'm going to take the Seahawks here. Minus 2 or plus 2, give me the Seahawks.
It's downloadable content for you.
When did that come out, Call of Duty?
Last weekend.
I don't think he...
After the game?
No, before. It was October 28th was the release date.
Got it.
Still playing it.
Might be a double XP weekend this weekend.
Carpal tunnel is probably an issue by this point. Yeah, definitely goes.
Well, it is for me, so I imagine it is for Kyler as well.
This Seahawks Cardinals, you said 305 game? Is that what you said?
The 305.
305 game?
Yes, sir.
Will the shadows be an issue for the 305 game at Wrigley?
Yeah, exactly.
The shadows.
Vikings 3.5-point favorites as they go to FedEx Field to take on the Washington Commanders. Washington Commanders a little hot right now. Watch out. I'm taking Washington.
I'm going to take the Vikings. And again, you're right. The Commanders are the kind of the hot pick, fashionable right now, but it's the NFL. I just think the Vikings will be able to take care of this game.
Give me the 3.5. Commanders playing really good football. Give me the Commanders.
The Vikings are the least interesting 6-1 team I could possibly think of. I'm going to take the Commanders here, too.
So true.
Packers, 3.5-point favorites on the road in Detroit, taking on the Lions. Everybody is on these home underdogs this week. I am on none of them. Give me the Pack.
I have the Packers, too, Cap, because the Lions are going to lose this game. They'll be 1-7. What happened to the P&V of Dan Campbell? The piss and vinegar of what happened there. He didn't have the same roar as he once did.
Lions win the game outright. I'll take the 3.5. And let me just tell you, yes, they are struggling. No question about it. They are going to beat Green Bay. I hope that the Bears don't get into a difficult situation with the Lions. They are going to get on a bit of a run here. They'll lose to Buffalo, but they got some winnable football games. Lions are going to have a pretty solid second half of the season, but they will beat the Vikings.
The Packers.
I think in this beautiful matchup of garbage fires right now, I think the less on fire team is Green Bay, so I'm going to take Green Bay here. Lions are just a mess.
Shay?
Final game on the slate. Dolphins heading to Soldier Field. 5-point favorites in our picks. And unfortunately, I am taking the Miami Dolphins.
Bears. I hate the Bears. Yeah, their momentum, what they had offensively. I guess before I say that, Cap, here's the question. The offense that the Bears had against the Cowboys, is that enough to beat the Dolphins? It's 29 points?
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, really?
Not sure.
You need more than 29 to beat the Dolphins?
You might.
Holy bleep. I'll stick with the Bears. I know what's going to happen. The Dolphins are going to win the game. But my God, you need more than 29 against them? That's tough.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bears to cover the number of 5, but I don't think they win the football game.
Charlie?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Dolphins here. There's so much firepower they have, and I just don't think the Bears can keep up.
Gonna ask Tracy coming up at 9:50 if it's a sloppy track.
Supposed to be nice. I think the weather's supposed to be cooperative. That's not good for us.
We only play well in the rain.
It's been a little too warm lately.
It's been too warm.
It has not been too warm.
Dude, I have radiator heat. They turn my boiler on and then the building controls it. I'm like sweating my ass off every time I'm sitting in the house. It's been too hot.
November 4th, it's too hot. It's in the 70s. Cap! I brought you warm weather from Austin, Texas.
It's just the weather's been very, very nice. I know it's a respite from what's coming.
It's awesome.
But anyone that says fall is just, oh, the fall's the best. You're insane. Shay. Oh, we need a break.
Well, your coffee's arrived, by the way. It's right behind you.
Oh, Merkin, you're the greatest.
Yeah. So Merk has brought your coffee. So... there you go. There you go. There you go.
So good.
Isn't that great? Someone handing you coffee. Isn't that great? Because your wife's out of town.
A cold brew.
Yeah. Good for you. Courtney Cronin previews the Bears and Dolphins. That's coming up next. You're listening to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.